Blog Talk Radio.
No?
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, hello everybody. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. You've got the Thursday threesome, and I'm Linda Irwin here with Jan Drake Bakke, and Lynn Bleestable will be on just a little bit, but I just wanted to let everybody know we are giving away prizes tonight, and one of the things we're going to be giving away is a free half-hour reading with Lynn Bleestable. That's right, a full half-hour with her. This will be the first prize that she's offered since she joined us, and we're so happy she's with us. But Jan is a professional dancer, born into an environment of government investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. She knows all about personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons. How are you, Jan?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Linda, for that opening. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm doing good, and life is moving along here in September as we're going to the moon. And it's just been a really, really incredible month, I have to say, in so many ways. There's a lot of stuff going on, seems like.
Yes, there is. I'm inviting everybody to call into 773-897-6461. That's how you win your prizes. Call in and talk to us. We're going to be talking about the moon, and we're going to be bringing a little bit of candy into the conversation since October is Halloween Candy Month, sponsored by Candy Club. Blue Moon Treasures is also sponsoring some wonderful giveaways, and we thank Blue Moon Treasures. But in the meantime, Lynn Bleestable is an artist, musician, natural healer, and intuitive. She has been in touch with the spirit world since childhood. Lynn and myself have been friends for 4 years with actual work in the astral realm together the last three. Lynn is a gifted medium, open to spirit and guides, and is always there to help give messages to those seeking answers, proving that love never dies, and they are always with us and ready to help. How are you, Lynn?
I'm great, Linda. Hi, Linda and Jan and everyone out there.
Hey.
Hi, Lynn.
Skype was, I think we got a little Mercury retrograde going on. The Skype was acting all funny, but made it.
All right.
Yay.
Well, I think it's solar flares, actually, because my computer has been acting weird. Yahoo Mail had outages all day yesterday, including my own, and I was getting very frustrated. I threatened to quit Yahoo and go to Gmail, but I'll give them a little bit more time. Since I saw on the map, it really wasn't their fault. But one of the things we're going to do tonight, we're going to talk about a variety of things, but we're going to first of all announce one of our prize winners. Joni Goldstein from Missouri, congratulations on being the person picked to win a crescent moon charm and a Celestial Holiday Music Collage 2, one of my own music CDs. That's right, Joni let us know that she loves us. Oh, thank you, Joni. It has been sent on its way to you, so please let Jethro know when you receive it. And, Joni, more good news. Save the postage stamps that are attached to your prize package. You are in for the big Christmas prizes of 2014 Psychics Gone Wild Found the Christmas Spirit Contest. Everyone listening can enter to win this. And when you do win prizes, save your postage stamps and all the postage stamps from your mailings of newsletters. showing our Psychics Gone Wild hosts to play Psychics Gone Wild poker. That's right. You want to get a good hand, get five of us. Well, let's start out with just a tiny little bit of, let's call it Moon Candy Connection. And the question that we're going to be asking everyone tonight after I share this and after Jan and Lynn share what they have is, how do you feel the moon is connected to candy in your life? Let's just say, for example, they sell an item in a variety of colors called Moon Rock Candy. And if you are merely using the moon as a pit stop on your way to Mars, why not grab yourself a Mars bar? I believe the feminine aspect of the moon, which controls monthly cycles in all of nature, encourages us to crave a bit of sweet from time to time. Many claim that a nice, tasty treat can lift their mood, increase serotonin levels, which is why we tend to fall in love with our favorite candies. And chocolate contains antioxidants, which improve our overall health, and often people seem to get up and raid the cake pan in the wee hours of the morning when the moon is over us. Influenced by the moon? Perhaps. Then there is the male side, watching sports on the television. Pizza? Mm-hmm. Popcorn? Yeah. Candy? Ah, yes. And we all love a little nostalgia on the television these days, don't we? Remember Jackie Gleason making his infamous statement on the Honeymooners? To the moon, Alice. One of these days, to the moon. Many of us remember local carnivals and fairs, fun by daytime but magical at night. Walking under the moonlight, the joyous cries and screams of those on the rides, being there with someone we love, hard-earned stuffed animals in one arm and in the other hand. Mm-hmm. You guessed it. Cotton candy. But first of all, poetry, so much poetry about the moon. And I would love if Jan would please share one of her beautiful moon poems.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. And so here's one called Shadows Dance, Full Moon. And it goes, the full moon on a black sky, piercing white, it smiles where I lie. Misty hues surround its round pie, beaming, glowing, healing moonlight, oh my. Lovers gaze into each other's eyes, looking for truth without lies, standing under the moonlight and saying their goodbyes. It's a night of laughter, not cries. Shadows dance in the lit-up sky as moonbeams fly so high. Silhouettes fill up the view. It's a moon celebration for all of us and you. And that's it.
Mm. Oh, I love it. I love it. And along with poetry, there's also music too, right? There are also a variety of songs attributed to the moon, which I will turn over to Jan and Linda to share. But in the meantime, I'm going to go a bit loony in my quest for the candy drawer to hand out to the good folks in the chat room. It's cyber candy, no calories, you know. They changed everything around in the studio. Oh, there it is. And I want to thank Carlene, who's in the chat room helping out, and really appreciate it if that lovely lady would help me pass out the cyber candy. But about the songs, Lynn and Jan, you both had some songs that were dedicated to the moon. I'll let you two share on that.
Wow. Well, there's so many of them. Fly Me to the Moon, Moon River, Jan?
Yeah, there's Moon Shadow by Cat Stevens and Claire de Lune, which is Debussy.
Yeah.
Moon Dance, which... Yeah, I like Claire de Lune. Moon Dance, which I just figured out today, by Van Morrison. I forgot about that one.
How High the Moon by Les Paul and Mary Ford. That's an old
cool.
one. You guys don't remember
that.
Everyone should look that up. They're absolutely fabulous. You'll recognize the song immediately.
How High the Moon is.
Yeah, Les Paul and Mary Ford. Yeah, awesome piece
Great.
Of music.
Also, Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Yeah.
Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven.
Mm-hmm. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That psychic's gone wild.
There you go.
That's
so,
neat.
Linda, are you done passing out the candy then?
Yes, I'm all done passing out the candy. But another thing I wanted to address is, which one is more intense, the full moon or the new moon? Because we're in the new moon right now. I know, Lynn, you had been in contact with Deb Elling. I believe I said her name correctly. And
yeah.
She was talking about the intensities of the full moon in her experience.
Deb's a first responder. She's an EMT that she worked, I guess she was present at 911. Just one of those group of heroes that we just can't say enough about. Deb, I asked Deb what it was like when the full moon happened. And she wrote back, said, personally, she felt there was definitely an increase in violence and maternity calls to bring people to the psych ward. What else was there, Linda?
Well, more accidents and things like that,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, traumas, that's what she said. It was called to trauma. I should go find that post. Anyway, a bunch of her friends or colleagues chimed in, and they all agreed pretty much, yeah, it's a lot crazier during a full moon. And I guess these folks are on the front lines. They know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed, too, they call it full moon madness.
Mm-hmm.
Tempers seem to flare.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always been warned, don't go out partying or anything on the night of the full moon, because you just never know what you're going to run into besides werewolves. Now, Jan, for you, the information that you've got indicates that the new moon might be more intense.
Well, that's what I read. It said here that when the moon is full or new, and, you know, either one of these also, the gravitational moon and sun are combined. And the moon, it's so powerful that if you, you know how we normally take our breath in, like just take it in? On these both of these full and new moon, it's like taking your breath in three times in one. That's how much more intense the gravitational pull is on us humans.
Wow.
And also on animals. And so, yeah, they also said that on a full and new moon, the impact of ghosts on humans is much more there, much more. Unfortunately, they say that there's negative energies on the full moon that affect us. And on the new moon, there's more distress than the full moon. The full moon, they say, affects us more physically, and the new moon affects the mind even more. And it's a more, and so they, you know, they really, the new moon, they say, are like possession of negative entities, more suicide, stuff like that. So I can imagine the hospitals, yeah. And they have the same kind of stuff for the animals, too.
Oh, dear. So when is it we're supposed to burn money? Is it the new moon to bring an increase?
Well, what Patty Negri said was either one,
yeah.
Moon or the full moon. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the positive side of both of these moons, is that they not only are they intense for negative stuff, but they're also, but they're positive for positive stuff, too, as money burning and receiving money. And I did it, and it happened to me twice, and it was phenomenal. And it was on that one of them was on a full moon, a big super moon, and twice I had two money things come in for me. And then I think I did it on a new moon too, and I haven't received that one yet, but I'm still looking forward to that. And now we're on another new moon, according to Linda, right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We
are.
I was just thinking we should clarify about the burning of money. It's like a dollar. It's not like
fifties
or twenties or anything like that. If you want to burn a dollar or wrap a paper around a coin and put your request to the universe on it. Then burn that, and safely, of course.
Well, for sure. I mean, if somebody hands me a $100 bill, the only place I'm going to burn it is the mall.
Absolutely.
So I just want to remind everybody, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, schedule your personal one-on-one reading time over there, listen to the shows, pick out who resonates with you, and schedule that personal time, so much more than we can give you on the air. Also, our toll-free number is now open once again, 1-844-935-7200. Call and leave a message after the beep with complete details. Also, if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show, check in there for that as well. And join our Psychics Gone Wild Reel chat room on Facebook. Wonderful Jan is over there administrating, welcoming, and providing wonderful inspiration along with all of our other members. So be sure to go to facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. Are you guys ready to go wild on one of our callers? We've got 631. We've got somebody that's probably from outer space because it's just got a 1 on there, 3527 14 and 845. Shall we go wild?
Let's go.
Yes.
Yay.
Yahoo.
Hi, 631. You're on with the Thursday threesome on Psychics Gone Wild. Could I have your name, please?
Great. Suzanne. I just wanted to see what you saw with my love life.
All righty, Suzanne. Let's see here. Ooh, you just got through with something not too happy from what they're showing me in the cards here. I won't go into detail on that because I know you already know what that is. But what they're showing me for the next person in your love life is someone that does not live near you, but somebody that lives far away. It could be somebody you meet through online or somebody that's visiting, or you're visiting an area where you meet them. But they are a very serious, very knowledgeable, very quiet type of man. So does that resonate?
Do you know when?
No, my cards don't give me when, but generally speaking, when the ETs speak, it's fairly soon. They won't give like weeks, months, or anything like that, but it means it's the next thing coming up for you. Jan or Lynn, who wants to go next?
Jan, are you there? Oh, go ahead.
Sure, I sure can. I saw an elephant for you, Suzanne.
Oh,
and,
Suzanne dropped, but hopefully she's still listening, so go ahead.
Oh, she did? Okay. Well, I saw an elephant, and it says, make a point to be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or less fortunate than yourself, and don't let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal that is integral to your purpose. So don't let anybody stand in the way of you wanting, of your finding a mate. But also allowing it to come to you too, and you know, for at the perfect time, and trust your senses about this, and it's a good time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. So that, in, I'm just going to leave it at that, and wish you well on that, and we'll love to hear from you again.
Yes, indeed, Lynn. Did you have something for Suzanne?
Mm-hmm. I got something written down here. The first name I got for Suzanne was the name Greg, and I got the number 31. I don't know if that is a date or an age of someone. I believe Greg is incarnate. He's still on this earth plane. He's not on the other side. And the three messages I got here for Suzanne is go very slowly. When you form relationships, take your time to get to know people. Don't be too quick to judge, but don't be too quick to get too tightly involved too quickly. Take it nice and slow. Let it be like a flower opening rather than a contract that has to be signed quickly.
Okay, I'm going to see really quick here if that's Suzanne that called back in. Suzanne, do
yeah,
we have
it
you?
Is. I got hung up on. I don't know what happened.
Block
yeah,
talk
I mean,
being strange.
Yeah.
It's being hit with solar flares and all that. There have been outages on all types of internet things. I'm so sorry about that. I will
That's
wait
okay.
for blog talk after school by the bike rack. And Jan and Lynn will help me, won't you?
We will. We'll
for sure.
Here.
So that person, Greg, I met somebody on Sunday, and they said they were going to take me on a second date on Monday. I texted him today, but he never texted me back. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what happens nowadays. It's not like where they call you, ask you on a date, talk. It's like texting and maybe date and all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where the request to go slowly. Like, everything does move quickly, but don't get caught up in that speed. You go at your own speed. Take your time. Be old-fashioned, even, you know? There's a lot to be said for that. Old-fashioned, you know, just go out on dates and have fun. And don't be too quick to try and form something. You'll know when it's right.
Do you think that person's interested, or...?
This chap you met online?
Yeah, I met him Sunday.
And he told you he'd call you back?
We've been texting. He said he's going to take me out Monday.
And he never showed up?
No, this coming Monday.
Oh, this coming Monday. Well,
Suzanne, I would say just play it by ear. You know,
yeah.
Be hopeful for Monday, but don't put everything into it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, so to speak. Just take it one day at a time and don't take it personal if he doesn't, okay? We really need to get going, but I thank you, and I do want you to call back in the future. Also, go over to psychicsgonewild.com. Use the contact us form. Put in for prizes. We've got some interesting prizes coming up, some big prizes mm-hmm. coming up for the Christmas season. So we are going to get with the spirit, and I'll tell you more about that later. But for right now, I think the one that's calling in next is the moon. Let's see what the moon has to say.
This is the moon talking to you. Everyone thinks I am over Miami, but most times I am right over Tampa, shining down on Blue Moon Treasures, one of my favorite metaphysical shops in all of your world. Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop, providing hand-blended healing oils, semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American products, jewelry, totems, curly and photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. How can you find this delightful place? Point your browser to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop. They always have great specials at competitive prices with a very specialized, tailored, just-for-you line of products. Blue Moon Treasures happily sponsors Psychic Fun Wild, and you know what? September is Moon Month. So enjoy the topics and put in for your chance to win some great prizes from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. The question this month is, am I a boy or am I a girl? I'll never tell. See you tonight up in the sky.
Yeah, well, we figured it out, Moon. You don't fool us. You're a little bit of both. But speaking
yep.
of Blue Moon Treasures, congratulations, Lori Connell in California. That's right. Our chat host is one of them. Congrats, Jethro Smith is sending you a butterfly necklace and Florida magnet because Psychics Gone Wild loves and appreciates you, as we also appreciate Carlene and Chris who are helping in the chat room tonight. Lori, you're also in for the Psychics Gone Wild Found the Spirit of Christmas contest. So hang on to your stamps from your prize. You can win even bigger prizes in December 2014. Thanks, Jethro. Love you and Blue Moon Treasures. Everyone enter to win and hang on to all your Psychics Gone Wild stamps you receive. In the event of a tie, you will be asked a trivia question about any of our hosts. Who is the one that dances? Who is the one that's from Canada? Who is the one that's out of this world? So think about it. Listen to all the shows. Go back and listen in the archives and get to know us all. Then visit www.psychicsgonewild.com to schedule a one-on-one personal reading and enter the contest by using the Contact Us form to get in on the prizes. Again, congratulations, Lori. Well, are we ready to go wild on another one of our wonderful callers?
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, this one, I'm not sure what galaxy you're from, and you're just in, it says one, but you're on with the Thursday Threesome.
That is so bizarre. I'm calling from my cell phone. I guess
are you
I'm
calling
number one
from
then.
Venus?
Right? You would think.
Could I get your name, please?
My name's Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
What can we do for you?
So I've been feeling in a really big rut lately. So any sort of message that I could get to kind of help myself along?
Oh, sure. Well, one of the things that's going on right now is the new moon energy. I'll just let you in on that right now. It's a time for clearing baggage. And that can actually keep us rather stuck at times if we hold on to baggage we're not aware of. Let's see what the ETs are telling me tonight. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting the Golden Liberation card right off for you. Golden Liberation indicates probably just what you're talking about, a period of time or a situation that has kept you held back from who you really want to be. I'm also showing an apprentice card, which indicates starting something new, a new education, a new hobby, anything that you want to try that you want to learn that you haven't done before. And then the very last card indicates that you need to stand strong in who you are against the people that are actually opposing you, that you have the power within you to be your own inherent self and not to let anyone push you around. Does that resonate?
Definitely, yes.
All right. Jan, did you want to go next?
Sure. I saw a bird with big, big, huge wings. And I'm just gonna go with the hawk because that's what it feels like to me. So we'll go with that. And you've got a lot of animals, though. I can tell you that there's just lots of animals around you. Wow. So that's really kind of neat. Anyway, the hawk says, try to get a greater perspective on the situation and stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible, and spend some time observing and studying the situation. And when you're ready, then you can make that decision, you know what I mean? And pay a close attention to your surroundings because you may be receiving an important message. Just be careful of any kind of psychic attacks. Just that's what the hawk represents, that you can protect yourself from psychic attacks. And you easily flow with movements of life and don't typically get your feathers ruffled unless you need to defend yourself. So anyway, and you're very good at taking care and protecting your house and your home and stuff. So that's a nice. I like the hawk. The hawk's a very special totem. Does that feel like any?
No, I like
that feel
a lot.
Okay,
I enjoyed it. Perfect.
You know, it's interesting too because our own psychic Jethro is considered the red-tailed hawk. That's his totem name.
Yes, he does. He has. I've seen the hawk for him. Absolutely, he does. He has the hawk, and he says red-tailed. That's cool.
Uh-huh. How about you, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm scribbling madly here. Okay, hi, Amber.
Hi.
The first thing I wrote down for you was the question, when did you stop doing the things you enjoy? Does that resonate for you? Have you stopped taking time to just enjoy your life rather than trying to go forward?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The number 10, it's either the 10th of a month or the tenth month, October, I think is going to be significant for you. What I also wrote down here was find your passion and start your mission. I also get the 24th. I think that's in December. I think you're looking for something kind of neat happening around the just before Christmas. If you can just find that passion and start your mission.
Okay.
Cool.
I hope that helps, Amber. Yeah.
It does. It does. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's important to feed your soul. Don't just go after money. Find out what makes you tick. Find your passion, hon.
I will.
Okay. And I so agree. And speaking of Christmas, Amber, get in on the Christmas contest. We're giving away some really big prizes, including readings. go over to www.psychicsgonewild.com, fill in the contact us form, and let us know, okay?
All right, for sure.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Amber.
Take care.
You can do it. Mm-hmm.
Take care, Amber.
Thank you.
Bye, Amber.
Bye, Amber.
Jan, would you like to gift us with another one of your wonderful moon poems?
Sure. Yes, I would. Okay. This is called Shall We Dance in the Moonlight?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, Moon smiles her light tonight. Oh, beautiful moon, so lovely, so bright. Shall we dance in the moonlight? Shall we romance and delight? Moon smiles her dust on us and brings us a song. We are in her heavenly trance now. We can't go wrong. She shines her light for all to feel her magic. With generous outcomes, it comes to us so quick. Moon smiles at us every night. She sends moonbeams that radiate such effervescent light. Moon smiles because she is part of creation. We give thanks to her and her amazing presence and glow that brings such divination to us. This I know. That's it.
Mm, they're loving your poetry in the chat room. I tell you that. I'm looking over there every now
good.
And then. And, they are enjoying it, and I'm enjoying it too. And all of our listeners enjoy us too. Be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild. Click that follow button up at the top of the screen there and get all of the upcoming episode information right to your inbox. Want more fun? Jan and I and a few others are watching over a wonderful, wonderful group on Facebook, and we'd love to have you join us. It's at www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. Are we wild, ladies?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are so wild.
I have a quick little moon fact I just discovered that I'd like to share.
Oh, I love it.
There is actually a thing called a honeymoon. And it occurs, it's a honey-colored moon, and it appears around the June 12th every year. And it's honey-colored because of the way the light hits. It's like the same effect as a sunset, but it's an actual honey-colored moon that you want to watch for in the skies around June 12th, 13th. The last one was June 13th of this year. So there's a real-life honeymoon that actually exists.
Wow. So I'm married to my house then, because we moved in on June 12th, 1998.
Oh, and then you had a honeymoon for the rest of your lives. That's lovely.
Yeah, my home is my heart. My heart is my home.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
It's the sweet deal, really. And
speaking of
sweet... I see a couple in the chat room. Let's see if we can bring them in and see what they're saying. It's kind of interesting.
Frank, your mother's birthday is coming up next week, and I haven't a clue as to what we should get her this year. Do you have any ideas?
Actually, I do know of a great place that I just heard about, Candy Club. It's the best place to have premier candies delivered to your door. You can enjoy their brand name candies yourself, share them with family, or send them to a friend. Want to feel sweet all year round? They offer money-saving multi-month plans that save you cash while sweetening your stash. Every month, you'll receive a new box of hand-picked candies and treats from their huge selection. Candy Club wants to deliver fresh candy to your door month after month. Each month, you'll receive a selection of 2 to 3 pounds of your favorite candies. Their thousands of candies could give you and your loved ones millions of smiles, and all you have to do is sit back and get ready to enjoy the sweet life. In fact, the only choice you have to make is how many months you want to enjoy the sweet life. If you're craving a short-term sweet tooth fix, then a one-month supply could be the perfect treat. For long-term sweet satisfaction, their multi-month memberships can give you even more to enjoy. They are the crusaders of candy, the sultans of sweet. The whole reason they're here is to make your life a little easier and a little sweeter at the same time. After all, what's wrong with a little indulgence every now and then? Especially when you can share a smile with the people you love. Let's get online and go right to www.candyclub.com. Proud sponsors of Psychics Gone Wild.
Oh, I love them too. Them and Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. And guess what? This is how easy it is to win. You just go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, click the Contact Us link, tell us who you're raving about, who's your fave. Are you a Jan fan? Do you want more Dina time? Are you grooving for Gary? Are you jamming for Jethro? Are you loving Lynn or maybe even me? Well, all you have to do is tell us who, and we will put you in for prizes. And in fact, the winner of an orange jasper owl necklace from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa is, drumroll please, Linda Evans, who says, Osio Jethro, it is so awesome to see someone else who loves trees and hugs them. I have a very old swamp maple in my yard. It would take three adults to touch hands around the tree. The trunk is so large. I tell it, I love it all the time. Well, Linda Evans, thank you for being one of our wonderful, loving family. Now, what I need you to do is to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and use the Contact Us form. Fill it in with your mailing address, and Jethro will get your prize right out to you. You will also be put in for the Found the Spirit of Christmas contest, so be sure to save your stamps. Thank you so much, Linda. Are we ready to go wild on another caller?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. 352, we're with you. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, great. What's your name?
I'm a Jan fan.
All right.
My name is Kathy.
Who?
I was going to say Kathy.
Okay.
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. I've been really enjoying your moon details and trivia and stuff like that. It's very interesting. I always felt like kind of close to the moon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's pretty cool. My question is, I've had a really, really bad year, and I'm wondering if the next couple of months will be improving.
Okay. I'm pulling the light being card for you. That's the light worker card or ascended being card for you. And it means that either you have reached a status where you are into your own authenticity and divinity, where more so than you've ever been in your life. But I'm also seeing a little bit, there's a couple that's involved in your life right now. I don't know if they're a married couple or they're relatives of yours, but there's a difficult man, but there's a very gentle and inspiring woman. I don't know if that resonates for you.
I would say the opposite, a difficult woman, but a nice man.
Oh,
okay.
Really?
Well, maybe
they just kind of got them switched. That's possible. Jan?
Hi, is this Kathy that I know?
Yes, it sure is.
I'm so glad you called in. Yeah, I think Linda was right on. I think you're the inspiring woman, for sure. And I think I see dog. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting like a dog here, and so dog is just total. Dog is loyalty, unconditional love, watchfulness, companionship, descendant from the wolf. And I did get. I did also see a wolf here too, but it turned into a dog. So I'm going with the dog. We could have gone with wolf, but I don't know. For some reason, it just feels to go this way. And
wolf. This is my favorite animal, I was going to say, and three of my dogs look like wolves.
You're kidding.
Four dogs, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There you go. It fits all in there. And it says connected to both solar and lunar deities. This is a different kind of... With your dog totem... You are intelligent, loving, loyal, devoted to your family. You enjoy social occasions, eager to help. You may be a healer. You may be adept at counseling. And it's important to contemplate the relevance of the breed, and that's just part of what they're saying about the dog. And if you have a hunting type of dog in mind, that could be something, but that's just all trivia there. If the dog has appeared to you in a special way, perhaps you need to look at your approach in life right now. Dog is reminding you to live by your personal truth and to be true to yourself, your family, and your friends. Maybe you need to get out and just relax and play a little bit more right now. And and that's what maybe you've been giving too much, you know, and you need to set some boundaries for yourself and start nurturing, taking care of yourself. And that's basically what the dog is saying right now for you. Things will work themselves out, I think, you know. And,
Yeah, I'm hoping the worst is over.
Oh, hopefully,
yeah.
Lynn. Did you have something?
Mm-hmm. I do. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Lynn.
What I wrote down for you is you mentioned you'd had a really bad year, but
yes.
I think if you can reframe how you look at that whole year and the things that have happened to you, reframe it. There's an old saying I read somewhere that you can't fill up a bucket unless you patch the hole in it. And something keeps, your bucket, it keeps leaking. Something keeps pouring, you keep pouring things into your life and your work, and it's either holding, but you're not getting any further, or that bucket just keeps leaking out. Something is causing you not to be able to make strides forward. I'd like to ask you to keep your eye out around November 18th. I think may have an opportunity coming up for you on that date. But I would like to remind you, too, that destruction can also be a gift, because sometimes, like, it has to be torn down before it can be built up again. You're feeling people aren't meeting you on your terms. You're giving, and you're not getting it back. It's feeling unfair. Would that resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I wrote down for you, and I'm really hoping something great is happening for you on the 18th of November.
Oh, me too.
Oh, me too.
Put a little X on your calendar and see what happens.
I will, definitely.
Mm-hmm. But,
okay,
cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it may not be bad. It may just be preparing you for something, so stand fast.
Okay, will do.
Yeah, okay.
And do keep your eyes open. The man that I was seeing that's difficult may not be in your life right now, but be aware if he shows up, okay?
Okay. Hopefully
okay,
I left
Kathy.
The difficult one behind. Okay,
well,
thank
if
you.
That person shows up again, at least you're stronger now and you're more inherent and you know how to handle it. And here's something for you, too. I used to do a radio show way back when, and I used to do what was called Linda Earth's Martian Blessings. This is a funny little way to say things to people to kind of make them take a step back, but Linda Earth's Martian Blessings. May all the plutonian aardvarks in the universe eat identical holes in the centers of all your CDs.
I love it.
Yeah, you could say things like that. Or may your telephone suddenly have different digit numbers on every part of your keypad. You know,
that's
one
phrase.
Fun
like
way to handle people, I think.
Right.
Thanks, Kathy, for calling in.
Okay.
Our best you. Call back and let us know what happens on the 18th, okay?
Absolutely. I sure will. Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Blessings, Kathy.
Bye, Kathy. All right, bye-bye.
Oh, blessings. Yes, I remember my old radio days, one of the first things I did starting out from high school, and we actually had teletype machines for United Press International, Associated Press, and the local news. While you were playing a record, yes, can you imagine a vinyl record on a turntable? You'd have to run back and rip those paper off and come back in and voice read it all over. And we had commercials we had to play so many in a certain given time. We had to plug these tapes in, and we usually do four in a row, push the tape in. It was like a mini 8-track and play those. And we had to actually keep a log of everything we did, the songs we played, because you had to do so many an hour. And same with the commercials, because the sponsors were requiring you to actually play their commercials so many minutes every hour in order for your radio station to get paid. Wild stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting.
Well, how about, Jan, you pull one of those pages off your poetic teletype machine and give us another poem.
Oh, okay. And, you know, I did see in the chat room that they were asking about music, too. So just going to throw
we'll do
that
one
out
right
there,
after the poem.
Okay, cool.
Well, this one is called Brother Sister Moon, and it says, I love to see the moon when she peers out of the clouds at night. She shares so brightly with such magnetic light. I love to see the moon that has such generosity in his meeting with us in the night. He invites us to share in his warmth and glowing light. I thank Mother Sister Moon for her gentle moon dust. She sends us in her gloriousness and her rain, and in her rain. I thank Father Brother Moon for his strength of character, which is his never-ending smile from his royal terrain. I love to see the moon when it peers out of the clouds, so majestically, so caring. It sends all of its brilliance to us, its power, its gifts that it will be sharing. And that's it.
Oh, wow. Love it. Love you, moon.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And you know when the best time, I think, to see the moon is right after the sunset? You know,
mm-hmm.
sunset and the moon starts at any time. It's just right, and the moon starts to come up, and all those colorful from the opposite direction hits the moon, the colors and everything from the sunset. Could you imagine sitting on a lagoon, the water gently lapping on the beach? You're laying back. The sun is in one direction, the moon in another. Well, this is a song that's on my album set. It's called Sunset Lagoon.
Oh.
Yay!
Yes, enjoying the sounds of nature and just hanging out with good friends on a beautiful night. You're all my good friends out there, and I invite you to follow us here on Blog Talk. Just click the follow button up there, and you can get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox. Also, join our wild and wonderful, fun, inspiring, artistic, and even sometimes musical group on Facebook. That's right, www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychic. Dan is always posting inspirational artwork and poetry, and you don't want to miss it. So be sure to get over there and join up. All right. Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. Should we take one more caller?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, 845 is live. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, great. Could I get your name, please?
Sure, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering in general what you see for me in love or in work.
Okay, the very first card that I pull for you is the Commander, the female Commander card. This indicates that you are taking control and not just allowing things to happen to you. You've made a very important step in your progress. The second card shows a builder. This could be a builder of an internet type of business, an internet group of people, or a relationship. It doesn't have to be anything that's physical. It can actually be online. And the last one shows a woman who's very inward contemplative, and that would be you. And that's one way that you can find what it is you want to attract to yourself. Does that resonate?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, and I do have one little tiny question to ask you, though. I'm getting moon and candy connection for you as well. Is there a connection there for you?
Well, it's I'm a Cancer, and it was funny because I was when you guys were talking about the honeymoon, that kind of made me giggle. And
oh wow! Okay. All right.
I don't know if that could be it.
Okay, Jan, what do you have for?
Hi.
Hi.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie. First animal that I saw was a duck. Then I saw a turtle, but then the horse came in even more. So I've got to go with the horse. But, you know, you get a lot of them, you know. You have a few, but the horse is just, like, so I can see it so well. So I'm just going to go with that. And I can't turn the page. And horse says mobility, strength, loyalty, compassion, power, speed. Horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. Your intuition may be finely tuned, and a good reason to use and serve your intuition. You're sensitive to others, and you're compassionate, friendly, and you tend to look on life as a grand adventure. When horse shows up in life, you may have a feeling to travel, broaden your horizons, or just simply free yourself from an unhealthy situation. Assert your freedom. So go ahead and assert your freedom and move in that direction to help you recognize your own power, and that's what the horse is showing you.
Mhm.
Wow, fabulous,
so funny.
Lynn.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you done? Okay. Hi, Jackie. I've been madly writing down here, and the first word I wrote down for you, Jackie, was "ow." Are you having trouble? Sort of finding that right relationship. Like I've got here, does it always fall short? And is it too much work all the time? It shouldn't be that hard, I think you're feeling. And it's always, maybe it's hard not to have, certainly, you know, don't settle for anybody but the best person for you. But everyone's imperfect in some way, and take the time to get to know people before you start to feel they're falling short of your expectations, because sometimes they might surprise you. I also get for you, Jackie, the energy of an older female crossed named either Emma or Emily, and a significant date would be the 13th of a month connected with that. And I also get for you that travel might be appealing to you, but not commuting. And I would recommend that you find a job that you don't have to travel to. Like, don't put yourself in a commute. I think that's going to be rough on your spirit. So if you can work closer to home rather than farther away, or even work from home if you can, might be the best for you. Like, certainly travel for fun, but the back and forthing of commuting, I think, is going to be a drain for you.
Yeah, it certainly has been in the past. You're right on that.
Yeah. So, you know, you can. It's easier to work online these days. Be careful of charlatans. They're everywhere. But if you can find a good niche for yourself online, you might have fun working at home. Free yourself up for the travel for fun.
Oh, I agree. And guess what, Jackie?
What?
There were three things that came up, the moon, the candy, and you said owl, Lynn. I'm still holding on to that contest we had where you get somebody to say owl and they win something. Jackie, you've just won a free half-hour reading with Lynn Leesdale. How awesome is
that?
Oh,
so awesome. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, I'm very
okay,
happy
what I
to
need
it.
You to do, Jackie, is to go into www.psychicsgonewild.com, use the contact us form, fill that out, and give us your complete information, your email and everything, and we'll get that set up for you. How's that sound?
That is wonderful. Do I write any comments, or you would just know I would
sure,
just put
just
my
say
name?
That I was on Thursday night, Psychics Gone Wild, put the date, and I won the free reading with Lynn. Jethro already knows we were going to give one away tonight, and you're the winner. Yay,
thank
Jackie.
You so much. Thank you so much. You all are wonderful. Thank you. Everything really resonated. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. And you have a good night, and we'll get that set up for you right after you get your form put in there. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yes, and have a wonderful evening, ladies. Thank you.
You too, Jackie.
You too. Congratulations.
Thank you again.
Yeah.
Oh, we're just having a wonderful, wonderful moony kind of night here tonight. It's our last Thursday of the moon month of September, and we're just kind of sitting back and relaxing and enjoying everything, and we're loving all of you out there. And we invite you to also call into our toll-free number, 1-844-935-7200. That's right. You can now schedule your personal one-on-one reading time, much more in depth than we can give you right here on the radio, and we invite you to do that. Listen to all the shows, and you can do that by following us on Blog Talk to find out who you want to listen to when. Find that one that resonates with you and schedule that appointment. You won't be sorry. They're all wonderful light workers, and we love them all just like we love you. Also, come to our new Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. Well, we've only got a couple minutes left. Jan, you want to tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
Yes, sure. And I just want to thank Carlene and Chris so much for being in the chat room for us, and the listeners being in there too, and I appreciate it. My computer is not working, so I can't type in and say thank you. But anyway, my email is jandrake007@hotmail.com, and I'm on the Psychics Gone Wild page to the website, and I have my own page of Jan Drake Bakke on Facebook.
Hey, great. They can get a hold of Lynn also through Psychics Gone Wild. Just put in that form that I want to talk to Lynn Bleasdale. I love her. We're working on getting her public figure page up for her. She's just new yet. But Lynn, did you have a different way they could get a hold of you?
Right. You know what? I'm going to set up a new Gmail just specifically to talk to people who would like readings, and I'll have that by the next show. But have we got a second? I just pulled up Jan's really beautiful little thing about the moon from the Psychics Gone Wild web or Facebook page. Can I read it?
Sure. Oh, sure.
Okay. It's beautiful, Jan. It's, sometimes I think of the sun and the moon as lovers who rarely meet, always chase, and almost always miss one another. But once in a while, they do catch up, and they kiss, and the world stares in awe of their eclipse.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Jan posted that. I thought that was just lovely, so I pulled
it up for. As long as the sun brings the moon candy and flowers, we'll be all right with that, right?
Oh,
also, visit www.candyclub.com. Check out all the wonderful quality candy they've got to offer as well. Well, everybody, we're down to 30 seconds, and it sure went fast. We are so happy you were with us tonight. Congratulations to all of our wonderful winners, and keep putting in for those prizes. www.psychicsgonewild.com. Tomorrow night, a couple hours earlier than this show, Psychic Jethro Smith and the number one psychic, Patty Negri, will be on to answer your questions and to share a little bit of their knowledge and wisdom with you. Until next time, everybody, stay wild. Good night.
Bless you all.
Good night.
Good night. Yubbly.